Sometimes I call the Bible the Jesus book.
The Jesus book? Why do you call it the Jesus book?
Because when you said Jesus book and you meant Bible, I thought, maybe I'll start calling my Bible a Jesus book.
Do you know why Daddy called it the Jesus book?
Yeah.
Why? What are we starting to learn at home so that we can talk to different people?
About Jesus.
Well, we're learning about Jesus. What new language are we practicing so we can talk to different people? Do you remember what it's called?
Sign language.
Sign language. And there's a sign for Jesus, and you point to both of your hands because Jesus had nails through his hands, didn't he?
Yeah.
And sign language for Jesus is pointing to your hands like those nails are going in your hands. And a sign for book is opening your hands up like a book. But when you make the sign for Bible, you do the sign for Jesus and the sign for book, because the Bible is the book that tells about Jesus.
Hello and welcome to the Heaven Bound Podcast. I'm your host, Lance Huntsman.
And I'm your co-host, Taylor Huntsman.
This show is about families getting to heaven. Our family is heaven bound.
You should come too.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Heaven Bound Podcast. Today we're doing episode number
16.
Number 16. And boy, we had a busy week last week and we didn't get a chance to record. And so I hope you noticed and I hope you missed us. And I'm glad to say that now we are back. Who came to see you last week?
Grammy.
Grammy and?
Aunt Chickie.
Aunt Chickie and?
Heidi.
Yeah, our cousin, baby Heidi, got to come and see our house and see our animals and play with us for a few days. And we're excited. We get to see Grammy a little more often than we get to see Aunt Chickie and cousin Heidi. And Uncle Jeff didn't get to come, but we were excited to get to see them last week. And we're glad they had a safe trip down and a safe trip home. And we can't wait to see them again sometime, can we?
Yeah.
So we are in John chapter 4. Last time, we talked about, who did we talk about from chapter 3?
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus. And what did Jesus tell Nicodemus he had to do if he wanted to go to heaven?
Be born again.
Be born again, yeah. And what kind of born again was he talking about?
Water in the Spirit.
Water in the Spirit. Wow, that was two whole weeks ago, and you remembered that really good. Today, we're going to see Jesus visiting with somebody else. And this person is a woman. And in John chapter 4, verse 3, it says that Jesus left Judea and went away again to Galilee. And on his way, he had to pass through a place called Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And Jacob's well was there. So Jesus, being wearied from his journey, was sitting thus by the well, and it was about the sixth hour. Okay. Do you remember who Jacob was in the Old Testament?
No.
Who was Abraham?
Isaac's dad.
Isaac's dad. And did Isaac grow up and have kids?
Yeah. Jacob and Esau.
Jacob and Esau. And then Jacob had a whole bunch of sons, didn't he?
Yeah.
Did Jacob have 12 sons?
Yes.
And they became the different tribes of Israel, didn't they?
Yeah.
And one of those sons was Joseph. So it says when Jesus came to this place in Samaria, he came and he sat down by a well. What's a well?
It's a big hole.
It's a big hole, and what's down in that big hole?
Water.
Water, yeah. And so Jesus came and he sat down by this well, and it says he was thirsty, and he was sitting by the well. Well, it says he was wearied from his journey. So he was tired, and I'm just guessing he was probably a little bit thirsty, even though it doesn't say that. And he sat down, and he probably was hoping to get a drink. But it says this well was Jacob's well from a long time ago. And it was part of the land that Jacob gave to Joseph. And so we remember Jacob and Joseph, don't we?
Yeah.
Well, that's where Jesus was. He was walking through, and he said, oh, this is Jacob's well. I'm going to sit down here and maybe find a spot in the shade and rest a little bit, because he was tired. Because they had to walk a long way. Everywhere they went, they had to walk. And it took a long time to go places. And it says it was about the sixth hour of the day. Now, they told time a little bit different. They didn't have a clock like we have that just had the numbers on it. So they started their day first thing in the morning when the sun came up. And that was their first hour of the day. And that's when we would probably call 6 o'clock. So the sixth hour of the day would be 6 hours after the first hour. So if we go forward 6 hours, that's about lunchtime. That's about 12 o'clock, right in the middle of the day when the sun's up. And that's a good time to stop and sit in the shade when it gets hot in the afternoon, at noontime in the afternoon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about when it is. He's been walking all morning. Now it's getting hot. He is wearied from his journey, the Bible tells us. And it says, while he was sitting there, verse 7, there came a woman from this place called Samaria. So she lived right there close by. And she came out to draw water. Do you know what it means to draw water?
No.
Does it mean to get out your pencil and your paper and to draw a picture of what water looks like?
No.
Do you think that's what she did? No. No. She came to the well. What did she come to the well to do?
Get water.
And how did she get water out of the well?
She drew it.
She drew it? So how did she do it, though? Did she just reach down in with her hands?
No, because if she reached down with her hands and grabbed it with her hands, the water would get through these parts and get out of your hand.
Okay, these parts, she's pointing in between her fingers. It would all run through her fingers and she wouldn't be able to hold on to it. So what did she use to get the water?
A can.
A can or a bucket or a big cup or something. And it was probably tied on to a rope or a string, and she could drop it down in there and let it fill up, and then she could pull it back up, and it would hold water. And then she could fill up her water pots, huh?
Yeah.
So this is what she did. They didn't have a sink inside their house like we do. We just walk over and twist the knob, and the water comes right out, doesn't it? But they didn't have that. They had to go out to find a well. Or if they lived by a river or a lake, they could get water that way. And they had to carry buckets out and fill them up and then bring the buckets back home. And so that's what she was doing. And she probably had to do this every day. Oh, man. Would you get tired of having to go get water every day just so there was water to take baths and to cook and to wash our hands and water to give the animals a drink and water to water the flowers? It wouldn't be very fun to have to go carry buckets of water every single day, would it?
No,
but that's what she had to do, and that's what everybody had to do. So she comes out and it's called draw water. When she puts the bucket down in and she pulls it back up all full of water, that's called drawing water. She goes out to draw water, and Jesus asked her, hey, since you have a bucket to draw water, will you give me a drink? Now, this kind of surprised her that he would visit with her, because they came from different places. Okay, Jesus came from Jerusalem, and she came from Samaria, and there were different kinds of people that lived in those two places, and usually those two different kinds of people weren't very nice to each other. And usually they didn't talk to each other. And usually
why
they...
Why not?
Well, just because the people in Jerusalem thought the people in Samaria were not God's people. And they said, well, God doesn't want us to talk to people that are not God's people. But the people that lived in Samaria used to be God's people. The best that we know is they probably used to be from Israel. but they married people from different places, and so they weren't all from Israel. And some of them were from other places, and some of them had other gods that they tried to worship. But most of them still wanted to worship God, but because they weren't all from Israel, then the Jews wouldn't let them come to Jerusalem to the temple to worship God. And so they thought, well, since they're not really God's people, then we shouldn't let them come around. And so she was really surprised because most of them weren't very nice. But was Jesus nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jesus just asked a question. He said, hey, can I have some water to drink? And she says, wait a minute, verse 9, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask me for a drink since I am a Samaritan woman? And the Bible tells us because Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jews are not friendly to Samaritans, and Jews don't like to visit with Samaritans. But Jesus was a Jew. He was from Israel, and he was being nice to her. All he did was ask for a drink of water, and she said, wait a minute. How come you're talking to me? People that come from Jerusalem like you don't usually talk to me. And so Jesus answered in verse 10, and here's all he said. He didn't answer her question. He didn't explain to her why he was talking to her or why he wanted a drink of water. He just tells her that she's asking the wrong question. Instead of asking why I'm talking to you, he says, here's what you should be asking. Verse 10, if you knew the gift of God, and if you knew who it is that was talking to you right now, you would say, why don't you give me a drink of water? Jesus said, if you knew who I was, you would be asking me for water right now. Well, that just confuses her even more, because you know what you have to get water out of the well?
A bucket.
A bucket, or a cup, or something. And Jesus didn't have a bucket. And so when he told her, if you knew who I was, you would ask me for a drink of water, she looked and she said, what are you talking about? You don't even have a bucket to get water out of the well. What are you going to do, jump down in there and try to put some in your pockets and climb back out? That's not what she said, but that might have been what she was thinking. She said, that doesn't make sense. How are you telling me that you can get me some water? She says, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Then she asks, you're not greater than our father Jacob, are you, who gave us the well and drank in it himself and his sons and his cattle? She knew that that used to be Jacob's well, and this is part of the reason that we know that the Samaritans were used to be Jews, or some of them were Jews, because she remembers she calls Jacob her father. She knows that their family line goes back to Jacob, their family tree. We talked about family trees before. She knows that she's still in Jacob's family tree, and she calls Jacob her father, because not because he was her dad, but because he was in the same family tree. And she knew that Jacob was a great man of God, and that God blessed Jacob with that land and with that well. And she said, he used to drink out of this well right here. So she asked Jesus, you're not better than Jacob, are you? You think you can give me water to drink? Jacob is the one that gave me this well. What do you think you're going to do? Are you going to dig your own well right over there so you can give me water? Because you don't have a bucket to get water out of Jacob's well. She doesn't understand what Jesus is trying to teach her, though. And that's why she's asking these questions. And so Jesus answered in verse 13. And he said, everyone who drinks of this water will thirst again. He was probably pointing at Jacob's well when he said that. And he might have been pointing at her bucket full of water. I don't know. But he said, everybody who drinks of that water, when they take a drink, it'll taste good for a little while, but then they're just going to get thirsty again, aren't they? Do you ever take a drink and then you go play and then you get thirsty again?
Sometimes after, well, when I go play, sometimes I get hot and I go inside to get a drink. But But I always usually be careful with the jug so I don't spill on the floor when I pour into my cup.
Yeah, it's good to be careful. And so you come inside and you're hot and you're thirsty and you get a drink, and then later when it's time to eat dinner, do you need a drink again?
No, I just take it out of the refrigerator.
Yeah, well, yeah, you'd have to take it out because you want another drink, don't you? Because you're still thirsty. And then sometimes when it's time to go to bed, you ask for another drink because you're still what?
Thirsty.
And then the next morning, you get up to eat breakfast and you have to get a drink because you're still
thirsty.
And we keep getting thirsty over and over and over, don't we?
Yeah.
We're always thirsty, especially Daddy. Daddy stays thirsty. Daddy has great big cups that he drinks tea from because Daddy stays thirsty. Well, here's what Jesus tells the woman. He says, that water, that's just regular old water, and if you drink it, it'll taste good for just a minute, and it'll cool you down for just a minute. And he said, you'll fill up your pots, and you'll walk back to your house, and when you get there, you're going to be tired, and you're probably going to have to take another drink. And when it's time for dinner, you're probably going to have to take another drink. And when it's time for breakfast, you're going to have to take another drink. He says the problem with that water is you have to keep drinking it. He says, however, verse 14, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. But the water that I will give him will become in him a well of water springing up to something special. He says, eternal life. Do you know what eternal life is?
No.
Eternal means forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It goes on and goes on and goes on, and it doesn't ever end. Where are we going to get to live eternally? Forever and ever 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 in a place that doesn't ever end.
Heaven.
Heaven, that's right. And so that's what Jesus is trying to teach her about. And he's using water because she had to walk all the way out and get it. And she has to go out every day to get it and fill up her pots and carry them back to the house, and the next day she's got to come get it again because she keeps needing more, and she keeps needing more, and she keeps needing more. And he says, Mrs., let me tell you about something that if I give it to you, it'll be all you ever need. And he calls it water because he knows she understands what it's like to be thirsty and to really need water. But he calls it water that's a different kind of water. He says, this water, you only need it once, and you'll never be thirsty for it again. Well, did he mean regular water?
No.
No, we're always going to get thirsty for regular water, aren't we?
Sometimes I get thirsty for juice.
Sometimes we get thirsty for juice, and sometimes we get thirsty for milk, and sometimes we get thirsty for sweet tea. We always get thirsty again for the kind of drinks that we put in our mouth. But Jesus says, I've got a special kind of drink that you don't put in your mouth, you put it in your heart. And if you ask me and you find out about this special drink, then you will have in your heart a well that will give you eternal life. And where is eternal life?
In heaven.
In heaven. Now, I want to turn and show you something that Peter said in the second letter that he wrote that kind of helps us understand this, okay?
Well, it's really called never-ending life.
It is called never-ending life. You're right. In 2 Peter chapter 1, in verse 3, Peter tells us that his divine power, talking about Jesus, talking about our Lord, it says, his divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. It says that Jesus gives us everything we need to live our life and to be godly, to be the kind of people that God wants, and to be the kind of people that get to go to heaven. Now, what has Jesus given us that tells us everything we need to make the right decisions and to know about God and to know how we're supposed to worship him and to know how to get to heaven? What did Jesus give us that tells us all those things? Don't point at it. We're on the radio. You got to say it.
The Bible.
The Bible. That's right. Jesus gave us the Bible and promises us that everything we need to know to live the way God wants us to live and to find our way to heaven is right here in the Bible. Well, this is what he's calling the water when he's talking to the Samaritan woman at the well. He's talking about his word. He's talking about his message. He's talking about his hope that he gives to people who believe in him and want to find out how to obey him, because they can go to heaven. That's what he calls the eternal life.
Sometimes I call the Bible the Jesus book.
The Jesus book? Why do you call it the Jesus book?
Because when you said Jesus book and you meant Bible, I thought, maybe I'll start calling my Bible a Jesus book.
Do you know why Daddy called it the Jesus book?
Yeah.
Why? What are we starting to learn at home so that we can talk to different people?
Sign language.
Sign language. And there's a sign for Jesus, and you point to both of your hands because Jesus had nails through his hands, didn't he?
Yeah.
And sign language for Jesus is pointing to your hands like those nails are going in your hands. And a sign for book is opening your hands up like a book. But when you make the sign for Bible, you do the sign for Jesus and the sign for book, because the Bible is the book that tells about Jesus. And so Daddy was helping Mommy learn some of the new signs that Daddy already knew. And we learned that the Bible is the Jesus book, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like learning sign language?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's neat. And we have some people that come to church with us, and that's the only language they can speak, isn't it? Because they have to use signs with their hands because they can't hear sounds that come from people's voices. And so we want to learn. It's important that our church family, it's important that we are there for each other and help each other and visit with each other so we can, it's called fellowship. And we want to be there to help each other. And we have a family that we can't even talk to unless we learn their language. And so we want to learn sign language so that we can visit with this family. And maybe some more families will start coming if they know that there's a lot of people there that care about them that know how to speak their language. And so that's what we're trying to do right now, is to get to know this family better and to be able to communicate with sign language. So Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and he says, here's somebody who understands what it's like to be thirsty and understands how hard you have to keep working every day to get water. He said, I want her to understand something better, that there's a special kind of water. It's not real water, like we see water and we feel it and it's wet and we drink it and we taste it. But he said, there's something special that everybody needs. Just like everybody needs water, and Jesus says, I'm the only one that can give it. And if you listen and if you take this water, then you'll never be thirsty again, because you'll have everything that you need for the thing that's the most important. And what's the most important thing?
Him.
Him, that's right, Jesus, and being able to live with him in heaven, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's what he teaches the Samaritan woman. And there's more to that story, and we'll talk about some of the rest of it next time. But this week, we're learning about living water, and who gives living water?
God.
Mm-hmm. And where do we find living water?
In the Bible.
And if we take the living water and we drink it. Well, we don't really drink it, but we learn it and we put it in our heart. That's where Jesus said it needed to be. Then where do we get to go?
Heaven.
That's right, and that's the most important thing. All right, thank you so very, 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 very much for helping me out again with another podcast. Is there anything else you want to tell our listeners this
week? Bye.
That's all? Here, I want you to help me with my announcement this week.
Okay.
We want to let people know that there's some new material available online. And so I want you to tell them which website to go to so they can find this new material.
Kyopublications.org.
Okay, very close. Kyopublications.org, we've talked about before on our podcast, have some devotional books designed for families to do at home, and they contain object lessons. So you can have a Bible study together, and you can pick up something as simple as a hammer or a pencil, and somebody has put together an object lesson that you can use that object to teach a Bible lesson with your kids. And they're really neat, and they're a lot of fun, and we think that they're doing a very good job with them. And I mentioned before when they came out with a new set that we would tell you about them. And so here's what they're doing. This month, for the month of May, they're putting out a new book every, how often?
Every week.
And May is already halfway over. By the time I get this uploaded and going, there'll only be another week left. So some of those are already available. And by the end of the month, they will all be available. And as I mentioned last time, they do something else that's really neat. Instead of just getting an individual copy, you can get a license so that your church, your congregation, can print them off or copy them off and give them to families to have for free. They buy the license one time, and it's a really neat deal. I buy these for our congregation so I can give them out to our families, to anybody that wants them. And every year when we have new families come in and we have smaller kids that get a little bit bigger and a family decides they want to start, I still have these on my computer and I can print them off and give them out. And it is really good material. We really appreciate the work that Joe Wells and his family are doing to put these together, and all the people that help write them. I'm not sure who wrote all the new ones. I haven't seen them all yet. But they have a lot of people that help write them, and they make those available. And the whole point is so that we can study the Bible together as a family, because when we know the Bible, where do we all get to go, Taylor?
Heaven,
and that is the most important thing. So that's our tip this week. Check out kyopublications.org. If you have some of those Devo books that I've mentioned before, then the new ones are up. If you don't have them yet, if you haven't heard me talk about them before, then go check out Kaio. That's K-A-I-O. It's the Greek word for fire, because Joe Wells is wanting to light a fire in our hearts to be zealous, to study God's Word. So Kaio, K-A-I-O, publications.org, and check out those devotional study books that he has. Thank you, as always, for listening. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on iTunes, the Zune, or I think now it's the Xbox Marketplace, or also on Stitcher. And please share us with someone else that you know. If you enjoy what you hear, pass that along. We would like to get as many listeners as possible, because our family is heaven bound.
You should come too.